The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by great teacher David Reinick.
Shunryu Suzuki used to tell the story about his Zen training. And he trained with at a very small temple with a very obscure Zen master. And he said there were a number of students, but all of the rest had the good sense to run away until he was the only one left. So here we are. Everyone else has had the good sense to run away. Except us chickens. And here we are percolating, cooking, being cooked. Of course, we're all being cooked by our own life. And this is a rare and precious time. Every moment of retreat, every moment of life, of course, rare and precious, but we have all been working so hard this past day, these past days, to return. And the force of habit power is so strong. The habitual mind, the trance of everyday life, almost impossible to break free from. But as we sit these long hours and give ourself, something happens. Often what happens is not pretty. We are being broken down. We are dying here on the cushion. And you may feel like that. And that indeed is the work. This work of life and death involves dying. It is not a matter of thinking good thoughts or making effort in the right direction. It is the great task of sitting still and facing our life with courage. And manifesting our love. Zen is not a philosophical enterprise. It is not a matter of willpower either. Willpower is a very weak force in the universe. It is a matter of remembering who you are. A matter of remembering what you love. What you really love. So many challenges in life and so many distractions. But here we get to face something that is so precious. Face the great mirror. For me, nothing more important at this time in our planet's history, our fragile planet, our burning planet, than to come forward and sit still to meet the whole thing. The Buddha addressed his disciples in the Diamond Sutra, and saying, blessed and courageous. And we indeed are all blessed. We have encountered the Dharma, and it has touched something in us. It has touched something deep enough that we have been willing to come here. And this indeed is a blessing to be here this evening. As we get closer to the end of this retreat, and all of us will disappear disappear back into our lives. There is a tendency to the mind runs forward, the horse runs to the barn. So to encourage you to stay here, there is a ripeness of this time. And my first teacher used to say, strike while the iron is hot. And I would stay up late into the night tormenting myself. It didn't seem to do much good. So no need to torment yourself, but to meet yourself and to manifest your love, to open your heart, to head toward this center of life. Whatever is most meaningful to you, whatever is deepest, the deepest longing you know, to give yourself to this moment again and again. And we have to do this without knowing what we're doing. So I encourage you and encourage us this evening to give ourselves to each moment, each breath, a treasure, and to trust the Dharma and in the spirit. And I think Alan mentioned this earlier. One of his encouragement talks in the afternoon. What if these teachings are true? What if you are a Buddha? What if you don't have to go anywhere other than here? What if each thing you encounter is the gift of life? And so bodhisattvas, as we move into our evening zazen, do not strain and do not tarry. No need to push hard, and no time for daydreaming. Stay here. This is your gift to the world. This is your vote for the kind of world you want to live in. A world of presence, a world where we say yes to this precious gift of life. Thank you.